Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, man. It's a Tuesday in honor of Johnny Marks. He likes Tuesday.
He's a big fan of Tuesday.
He's a big fan of Tuesday.
I mean, that's crazy, though, because it's easily the worst day of the week.
Sure.
Other than the fact I'm on from 3 to 4, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had this whole thing going with Tuesday as the worst day of the week. It's a nothing day.
Yeah, it's not the first day where there's excitement. It's not Wednesday when you're in the middle. It's not Thursday where it's almost Friday.
Right.
And it's certainly not Friday, so.
Yeah, but see, here's what you're missing out. It's TNT Tuesdays on FanDuel where you get a free $10
that's
bet.
That's a good point for, yeah.
So we get a free parlay tonight, essentially.
Jackie Shark back there.
Yeah.
No, not Jackie. It's Jackie Deposit Day for me. Yeah. Freaking Mike Evans going to catch a touchdown last night.
Should we get a Twitter poll up? Best day of the week?
I think I'm going to start. I'm going to give up my Venmo so I can to fuel my fans.
Oh, no, no. We have to go do a GoFundMe, man. Everybody else does it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
For Iconize.
Exactly.
Iconize deposit.
We need a GoFundMe for the show, man.
You got to be saving up, too. So, you know, you got to start hitting on these parlays.
That's right, man. You got kids coming. Yeah.
And we got to get Marks off the overnight. We got to start GoFundMes for a lot
get
of
him,
things.
Get him back
here.
To health, too.
I know.
Get him off the overnight. Forgot he does the overnight shows, man.
Dude, it's so funny. I wake up every Sunday morning and like start scrolling through Instagram, and I see
Mark's
him, like,
tweets already out there.
I see this face of just a guy that looks dead inside that is like about to host 2 to 6 on sports radio, CBS Sports Radio.
Wow. And props to him for doing it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm talking about I wouldn't do it.
4 hours in the middle of the night.
Yeah. All right, so listen, Jack. Where's our Twitter question at? Not our Twitter question, but our Twitter
poll.
I got responsibilities here today, Elliot.
Virginia.
What the hell?
I was gonna say I felt safe with you and the driver, but now you're
veering off course.
Well, hold on, though. Yeah. Now I feel like Marks when he's over there ruffling through all the papers trying to find the. Here it is. All right. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers' annual men's night out is back December 15th. Do all your holiday shopping in one night with delicious food and beverages while you shop. How about that? So, Jack, what is the Twitter question today?
Well, Mark's will also be there if you want to go see him at that Mark's Jewelers event. He's mentioned that a couple of times. At this point, would you be disappointed if the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl this year? Only 70% now saying yes.
So, I swayed 3%.
A bunch of softies entering into the fan base.
It only took me 2.5 hours, but I got 3% down.
2.5 hours and some Sixers talk later.
I got them down to 70.
So in case you don't know, we started the show off talking about expectations increasing. And I know what I had the team at prior to the season, 12-5. Had to win the NFC East, win a home playoff game, and that would have been a successful season for me. Yes, I've been on record saying that. Elliot, he had him at 10-7, 11-8, or 11-6, whatever it was, and winning a playoff game. Yep. You did have winning a playoff game would be a successful season. But as we get more information, our opinions change, and more importantly, our expectations change. And as I sit here in December, this team with 5 games left to go, coming off of the win they just had against Tennessee, because I'm not going to minimize the win they had against Tennessee, just like I didn't minimize the win they had against Minnesota. I said Minnesota was a good football team.
Yep.
Prior to that game, they dominated them. they get credit for that regardless of what you think about Kirk
Nobody
Cousins.
Should minimize the Tennessee game.
Exactly.
The Tennessee game was the best game this team has played under Nick Sirianni. Last year, the rest of this season.
I agree with that.
That is the best complete game. The defense was dominant. The offense was everything you wanted to see, throwing the ball finally back to an elite level. And then the special teams. Like, there will be no better game you'll find on Nick's record other than that game against a really good Titans team.
That is until we get – well, you said up until this point.
Yeah, so I'm saying up until this point.
Yes. I was going to say, when we get to Christmas Eve, we're going to find out down there in Dallas.
Yes, that is a show.
That's
going
to be a big one.
Like, for me, that game, you got to get there with not needing to win it. Because I'm not saying they'll lose, but that's a really tough spot.
Yeah.
Like,
I like it. I agree completely with you. As a matter of fact, if I was a betting man, I would probably bet that the Cowboys would win the game.
Yeah,
and I am a betting man. So. And obviously, I would not bet on the Cowboys, but I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, it'd be a scheduled loss.
Yes. Well, we don't do that. We don't do scheduled losses.
Unless that money
in the NFL
line gets to enough, you know. But.
So, my only point is that obviously, I'm going to be rooting for my squad that night and pulling for the Eagles. But I also understand that is a difficult game to pull off on Christmas Eve in their building. But
they'll probably be underdogs.
When they do pull it off, I don't want to hear anything else about tough wins, winning on the road. Because that's probably the one thing we haven't done is beaten a good team on the road. Have we gotten one of those in? We haven't gotten one of those in.
I mean, you know, I hate to be the guy that haven't played anybody. I'm just trying to think of what good teams they've played on the road.
Most of the Lions.
Most of the best teams they played have been at home.
Washington's a playoff team.
They've been at home. Yeah, they are. Yeah, with a different quarterback, though. Yeah.
So I don't know if that counts.
But that would clearly be their best win.
Yes.
Going in Dallas at full strength, Christmas Eve. Dude, that game is – the ratings for that game – I guarantee you will blow out anything that has come close to an NFL ratings that's not the Super Bowl. It's going to be Christmas Eve. It's the stinking Cowboys. We're the best team in the league. People love seeing the Cowboys lose, as well as half this damn country rooting for the Cowboys. So the ratings are going to be off the charts. As long as the Cowboys take care of business up into that game and the Eagles take care of business up to that game.
Well, and it's also a great game in the way that this Eagles team has shown us so much. There's not really much more they need to show us other than beating the Cowboys in a game like that, right? Like, we've seen them beat the Titans.
Yeah.
Other than the Chiefs and the Bills, I don't know who they would go against where I'd say, I don't know if they can beat them. And I think they are better than the Cowboys. But the Cowboys, Christmas Eve, with Dak, like, that's the key. With Dak, the way he's played against them. And the last time they went to Dallas, they got absolutely
embarrassed. Yeah.
So
the last two times.
So I do think the Eagles are going to beat the Giants and the Bears. So I think there's a good chance they go into that game where they can lose it and still be the one seed. But that game, to me, is not about standings. It's not about any of that. That's like a let's see how good this team is.
Yeah, and the Eagles know that. They know they beat Dallas without Dak. They know that.
You can't tell me, and I know their focus is on the Giants. There's no way they're not already prepping for that game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the assistant coaches, all those guys, like, that is the game. That's the big thing between now and the playoffs, that Cowboys game.
All right, expectations, Elliot. I'm talking Super Bowl, brother. I need it. It's a must-have. I don't know if we're going to be in a better situation than we are right now. Let's get to the phone lines, brother, and see what the peeps are talking about. One of our favorite callers, Andy from Deptford. Mm. He's up next. What's up, Andy?
Yo, Ike. What's good, bro?
I'm good, bro. How about yourself?
Yo, I'm great. As far as the Super Bowl, definitely a disappointment if we don't win this thing. It's a disappointment every year we don't win the Super Bowl. Yo, it's kind of like back in high school, right? When you took the flyest girl to the prom. You go to the prom, you have a good time. If you don't have no action at the end of the night, you're disappointed, right?
I mean, I don't know about me in high school. You know,
come
I would have.
What?
Nah.
What?
I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that you already got the girl to the prom. You got to, you know, that's already a win.
What is going on right now?
I don't know if we should keep with this analogy.
It's a newlywed still, man.
Yeah.
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 But I've got two side topics I want to hit on, too. It frustrates me so much as a diehard Eagles fan. Here we are. We're 11-1, best team in the league. Here we are. We got a quarterback with 29 total touchdowns right now through 12 games, right? Nobody, national ESPN, they're not talking about this guy for MVP. If Brady or if Rodgers was having the same kind of season that Jalen Hurts was having, that's all you would hear when you turn on the news. That's all you would hear. Oh, MVP, Brady, MVP, Rodgers. Why doesn't Jalen Hurts get that same hype, that same praise, that same accolades as those guys?
Well, I think look, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He's going right. to be – but I think Jalen's getting a ton of credit. I think really? I see him talked about on shows all the time nationally. I see people tweet about him. I see talk shows talk about him. Yeah, I think
it's hard not to when you're talking about the Eagles.
Yeah, and look, Jalen's also an extremely well-known guy. Like, the guy played at Alabama, Oklahoma. Like, this isn't some rando coming out of nowhere and doing this. Mm-hmm. So I disagree with you, Andy. I do think he's getting plenty of credit for what he's doing.
All right. Ike, so next side topic. So what's the deal with Prime going to Colorado? How you guys feel about that? I think that's a great move for Prime going to a Big Five power school. A lot of people trying to throw some shade on Prime because he left the HBCU.
Yeah.
But you know what? Prime, people tend to forget, Prime put Jackson State on the map. Prime donated half of his salary since he's been there to that school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just like any other man, you want to take a big step to the next big step. And that's what Prime's doing. I don't see why people are hating on Prime.
Yeah, I think, and appreciate the call, Andy. I was surprised he took the job. I'm not mad he took the job, and I certainly don't hold any resentment towards him for leaving Jackson State and HBCU and going to a predominantly white institute, because that's what's being thrown out there around in the black community when we're discussing, or when it's being discussed, about Deion Sanders leaving. And that's why he's getting some pushback from some of the African-American community. I get it, but you can't be upset at Deion for wanting to take the next step in his career, right? And so when we can't argue as a black community about not being given opportunities to be a head coach at some of these predominantly white institutes and then complain when the guy takes an opportunity to be a head coach at one of these universities. So I have no problem with it. He was getting paid, I believe, $300,000 at Jackson State or something like that, and he donated half his salary. Colorado's paying him $5 million. Like, what do you want him to do? That's a huge pay increase. Not that Deion has a beggar's cup in his hand or what have you, but it's also an opportunity to show to him that he can continue to prove that he can recruit at a Power 5 level, albeit Colorado. Actually, his job is even harder, which is why I was surprised he took the Colorado job, because of the conference he's going to be in.
Expectations
are higher than he's probably going to be able to meet. But you know what? He seems energized about the job. He's going to bring a little coolness to playing at Colorado. Hell, we don't talk about Colorado. Haven't talked about him since Cordell Stewart was playing there, and Rashawn Salaam and Eric Bieniemy and all those guys.
Jeremy Bloom.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, like, we don't even talk about Colorado football. So he's already bringing attention to that university. And if you're an HBCU alum, you ought to be I don't know if grateful is the right word, but there certainly should be some gratitude shown towards Deion for bringing the attention and the awareness to HBCU colleges, so that when there's other coaches that want that opportunity, they don't look at it as it's a demotion or a step down or beneath them to take a head coaching job there, because it can lead to an opportunity at a Division I school or one of these powerhouses. So he actually brought more attention and awareness to that conference. The guy, once he brought in the number one recruit in all of high school to Jackson State, who had offers from damn near every school in America, and that kid said, no, I'm going to play for him instead of going to play for Alabama, USC, Notre Dame, Michigan State, Ohio State, all those schools. No, he went to Jackson State because Deion has that type of influence over this younger generation.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want that guy there? So I got no. I mean, Deion, congratulations, good luck. It's gonna be hard to win in Colorado. I'm just telling you, it just is.
Yeah, I mean,
how are you gonna get people to come to Boulder?
Yeah, nah. But well, I thought I saw the number one recruit's already gonna go there with him.
Already?
Or at least say I don't know. He said it on some video game stream.
Oh my God!
So who knows? But no, I mean, I think Deion going to Colorado, you know, what you just said about him staying at HBCU. yes, there was, I think, a part of everyone that thought that would be a really cool story if he stayed there and built it up. But I also think, to what you said, it's not fair to expect him not to advance his career, right?
Yes.
But the other part of this, too, is he's turned Jackson State into a way better job. Yes. They're going to get a way better head coach than they would have before. That league is going to get better head coaches. And now that he's at Colorado, he can bring guys from Jackson State, assistant coaches, mm-hmm. players that were there, to a school that, you know, is viewed as a better school, right?
Yeah.
Like in terms of football program.
Yeah.
So he even said it to his students, right? Or his new team, right?
Oh,
he's in the video being like, I'm bringing luggage and it's Louis,
oh,
so you
goodness.
Better, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, Deion Sanders, listen, I can't even really consider him a Cowboy because he played for four other teams. But we know he did play for the Cowboys, and I was on the field when he took one back to the house on me on Monday Night Football in my rookie year. So
yeah,
I
but you lit him up in 03.
I was going to say, I didn't forget I lit his ass up twice. Yes.
It's kind of surprising.
When he was with Washington and Baltimore. Now, granted, he was old as a goat back then, too.
He was cooked, but listen, it counts.
That doesn't matter exactly. If I dunk on Jordan in a Washington Wizards uniform, you think I'm not bragging about it?
No.
Thank goodness for Ike
Reese. Got you a poster up there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't matter he played for the Wizards, and he was 40.
It is surprising how committed Deion is to the coaching, though.
I love it, man.
He clearly is going for it.
And I didn't really think he was when he first started.
Either,
I thought it was
yeah.
just something else he was doing. All right, real quick, Elliot. You know it's Christmas time, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is for you and the rest of the guys that are out there. Check this out. Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with Salt Silky Naturally Nude Pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. We're talking sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own soft skin.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Even more alluring than lingerie. Come on, man. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. Now, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today, and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. You can wear that one, Elliot. Now, that's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. And best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. In a year filled with unexpected, get her something that she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you need to do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
It really pops out and it grows.
I can't wait till this month is over with.
Being in the room when you read that ad is a lot different than...
But everybody enjoys it.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones, fellas.
There we go.
It's all fellas in here. Back to the phones, man. Let's go to Gary in the Northeast. Gary, what's up, brother?
Hey, Ike, man. Hey, can I tape your voice for me and my girl? You're so damn sexy, man. God damn, you got a great voice.
That was extra. What's up, Gary?
Man, listen to me. Ike, I grew up with Moses. Like, I mean, watching this Embiid. He's from Cameroon. He's all laid back. He's not the right guy for this city, okay? And I've been trying to start a petition with Howard. Howard started it. I'm with him. We got to trade him now while we still can get something because in 2 years, we're not going to get a dime for him.
Mm.
I don't know about
so
all
So you
that.
Want to trade Joel Embiid. First of all, the fact that you're with Howard, Gary, that's troubling. Yeah, that's troubling.
Yeah. I mean, the tough thing about trading Embiid is – who do you trade him for? Like, I understand the logic. He's a center. He's injury prone. He's on a big deal. On the surface, I get it. But I can't think of one trade where it's like, that team will take Embiid and you're getting something of value back.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on that. I'm not just not there yet with trading Joel Embiid right now. I can be frustrated. I can be, you know, I want to pull my hair out. But I'm not that frustrated that I'm ready to trade Joel Embiid. But I am ready to win the Super Bowl, Elliot. That I am ready to do. And I'm ready for this team to win the Super Bowl. And it's what I expect. I'm thinking everybody should be out there expecting a Super Bowl win. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington and see how he feels about this. Jeff, the Eagles this year, would you be disappointed, my brother, if they don't win the Super Bowl?
I've been leaning more and more towards that because they're just a really good team. They're beating teams in different ways. Maybe a month and a half ago I wasn't so sure, but now I think I will be because they're just too good, man. And I'm not really all that afraid of the Cowboys so much. Anytime Mike McCarthy is the coach, Jerry Jones owning the team, I don't have any faith in them to do anything.
Yeah, but Jeff, don't you think there's been some big steps forward taken this year? Like, I don't know how you felt about Jalen before the season, but the Eagles can now end this season knowing they have their franchise quarterback. They can end this season knowing they have an elite passing game, right, with AJ and Devontae. They can end this season feeling like they have great coaches. Like, that's a huge step forward from where they were in the beginning of the year. I just don't get how that's a disappointment.
Well, because I felt the way you just said maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Right.
Okay, so good. You've had a successful year for longer then. I mean, you should be happy.
Well, I'm driving a truck. I'm having a successful drive, but I can wreck. So,
please don't do that.
Yeah.
No, ooh, I'm just saying, no, the expectations change when you see the team develop the way they have. I mean, I don't think anybody thought they'd be this good this year at the beginning of the season. I didn't.
Yeah, and look, they are capable of going, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are. There's no question about that.
Before we went to break, last break, I brought up Baker Mayfield and Jimmy Garoppolo. So news is breaking on the Jimmy Garoppolo situation as we speak. Adam Schefter, a few minutes ago, he tweets out, sources, doctors have concluded today that 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo does not need foot surgery.
Wow.
It's not a Lisfranc injury, and if rehab goes smoothly, he could have a chance to return in 7 to 8 weeks, making him a potential playoff contributor.
Wow.
So
that's huge news in the NFC.
Yeah. I mean, if they can get through, I guess, the first week or so of the postseason, he could possibly be ready. If there's an NFC championship game to play, if Brock Purdy can get him there. How about that? And oh, real quick, on the Baker Mayfield situation, he had to get through waivers. He did not clear waivers. Guess who picked him up? The Los Angeles Rams.
Wow.
How about that?
Blocking him from the Niners?
So the Rams pick him up, and this is kind of interesting. Yeah, you block him from going to the Niners, but also, who knows what's up with Matthew Stafford going forward.
And it helps them with their draft pick because they don't have it, so it screws the Lions box.
Right. So you know, you got Baker, who's going to be in L.A., but the Jimmy Garoppolo situation, we may not have heard the last of Jimmy Garoppolo this season.
Well, first of all, for Baker, it's a phenomenal place to land. The coach, the staff, the place to live, all those things.
He's ecstatic, at Los Angeles.
But from the Eagles' perspective on this Niners news, like, Jimmy G is not somebody that needs to be moving all around in the pocket, right? He's someone that if he can come back, snap him the ball, stands in the pocket, get rid of it quickly. Now, maybe it impacts their ability to call routes, like, down the field, but they don't really do a ton of that anyway. They do a lot of, like, just get guys in space in the flat and stuff. So I hear the Schefter thing, and to me that sounds like he's going to play in week one of the playoffs. Yeah. That's, like, what, 5-6 weeks away?
Yeah. That's
You're not talking about much sooner than 7 to 8.
Yeah, it's about 6 weeks away from the playoffs.
Yeah. This sounds to me like they're going to try to go with, what was his name, Brock Purdy
as long as they can
the rest of the way, and then Jimmy G will be here come playoff time.
All right. Well, then listen, we'll worry about the Niners, whether it's Jimmy G, Brock Purdy, Steve Young, Joe Montana, don't matter who it is, Sonny Bono, Steve Bono, all of them. Bring them all in there, Jim. Jim Drunken Miller, all of them. Yeah. I know all the 49er quarterbacks. Elvis Gerbach, bring them all in. We'll take them on. We'll beat them down.
C.J. Beathard,
exactly. It is the break before the 5 o'clock hour, and we will have, I guess, what everybody anticipates on the Marks and Reese show, according to Jack.
Jack is a dirty work guy.
Yes, we're going to get to Jack's top 5 at 5 when we come back. What does he have in store for us today? We'll get to that and more. Elliot Shore Park sitting in for Johnny Marks.
Yes,
Ike Reese right here on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!